Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
Grab all the bags you think you have and then you go home. It's only when you get home or to the car and you're packing or you're at home unpacking that you realize that something's missing.
Oopsie.
Right. Doesn't happen all the time for a lot of people. Some people it does. But then you look and you go, oh, where's the bag? Where's the bag with that top I bought? It can get bigger. It can get bigger in terms of the things you leave behind. Family members.
Oh, no.
On trips to the mall. I've forgotten I had
a whole person.
Tiny so-and-so with
me. Like a whole person.
I thought she was going home with Uncle so-and-so. It was also at the mall. Uncle so-and-so left. Auntie Mabel's doing the shopping around there. She thinks she's going to get a lift with you. Never. Yes, Opa, days too.
Peter Algaray.
Yeah, Peter Algaray. You get home. There's a call. There's a message from Uncle Peter. Where's Auntie Mabel? Auntie Mabel's available. Where? She's not with you, Uncle Peter?
Yeah.
No. She's coming home with you after Diskem. There's always Diskem.
Do no knee.
She's older than Diskem.
Clicks or Diskem. Da, was Auntie Mabel.
Any pharmacy.
Last I can see very pharmacy.
Yeah.
Not answering a phone because she says, weet jy om te werk jy ding. And there you are. Now you've got to panic and get back to go and see if you can find Auntie Mabel. Anja, goeiemôre.
Ek is die jongste van vier dogters.
Okay.
En ek het klein was, ons het bus gery skool toe. En my ma het my baie vroeg kleuterskool toe gestuur. So ek is toe op 3 die een dag, dus ons nou skool toe. En dit is die laaste dag van die kwartaal toe op pad terug huis toe, terwyl ek aan die slaap op die bus. En toe klim al my sissies klim toe af en goeders. En hulle by die huis kom te vra die huishulp vir hulle, maar waar is Anja? Toe hulle sies, nee, maar mama gaan vir Anja huis toe bring. Sy is op my mama. Toe het hulle my bus vergeet terwyl ek slaap. Toe is die bus al op pad Berrydale toe met my.
Om my
op te tel.
Anja.
Anyway, ek het nooit weer aan die slaap geraak op my bus. ek moet sê, ek het eers wakker geraak in die bakkie langs my plaat. Toe ek soos, waar is ek nou? Ek moet my gaan haal het.
What did you lose?
I lost my pants on the rugby field. It was my matric game, and it was the massive derby that every school has.
Yes.
So it was that one, and I was playing flanker. So we had this ruck on the right side of our field, stole the ball. Ball got hit to the middle of the field, and as I got up, I saw the game come back, and they passed the ball to me, and I had an open try line. Okay, so
no.
I was running down the side. And the fly-off was crossing, and I could see him go for the tackle. I could feel the rip on my body, and I'm thinking, I'm running through the tackle.
Yes.
And the crowd gasps and laughs, and I'm thinking, yeah, man, they're supporting my move here.
Yeah.
I'm through the tackle.
Yeah.
I went, I scored the try, and as I got up, I realized my dad is running towards me with something in his hand, and I looked down, and I saw I lost my pants because he literally tore it off when he was tackling me. So I ran in front of the whole school, in front of the grandstand, and I scored a try in my underwear. I actually took a photo and put it in the yearbook.
Tell us about what you left behind.
That feeling of leaving something behind.
Oh.
I had a meeting in Belleville South.
Right.
And I left work, and I drove all the way from work. I wanted lunch, so I drove all the way to Half Bay.
That's a long way to go.
Lunch. That's a long way to drive. I had my lunch, finished my lunch with two guests.
Right.
Oh.
And I couldn't find my wallet.
Oh.
It was gone. So I looked everywhere for it. I turned my bag upside down. I turned my car upside down. I had this feeling it was in very close proximity to me. I just knew it. But I couldn't find my wallet anywhere. So
right.
I thought, no, screw this. I got back in my car. I started driving all the way back to Belleville South. And halfway there along the N2, it started raining. And I turned my window wipers on and I watched in slow motion as I wiped my wallet off the front of my car.
Oh, no.
Along the N2, it had been on my window wipers in the front of my car the whole trip from Belleville to Heart Bay and halfway back.
I mean, listen, first of all, let's be that you found it.
Yeah.
Okay. That sense of.
No,
I've got to
it's along there in two somewhere.
Oh, I've been flying off. Yeah, I'm thinking you could stop and go and get back and go and find the wallet. Point of no return.
No.
Sure. What a heartbreaking
feeling. Window wipers are very strong.
Flung that wallet.
Yeah. Anyone, wake up.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. 6 to 9. Smile 90.4 FM.